God's no respect of person. Our God doesn't respect persons. He wants all of His children to have the same. He wouldn't, a righteous father wouldn't give one a dish of ice cream without giving them all ice cream. Certainly, He wants you to live. I'm not talking about gifts, I'm talking about grace. Now, for some are called apostles and prophets and teachers and evangelists and church offices and so forth. That's it. God has placed in the church these things. But I'm talking about measures of grace, overcoming grace to each one. Then He elects you to your office. But in grace, God has given to us all freely as we have need, everything that we have need of. And the trouble, I notice up in Michigan, you people up here can brag a lot because you have a lot of fruit. We get grapes from Michigan. We get cherries from Michigan, the big beans and all kinds. Beautiful. I think there's not a place in the world grows them any better than Michigan. And now you have to understand what your fruit trees are. Did you ever know that that little cherry tree or little apple tree, when you set it out, when it's no bigger than about 1/2 inch tall, that every bushel of apples that you'll ever collect off that tree is in it right then? If it isn't, where does it come from? Who hangs it on there? It's already in it. The only thing that little tree does, you just set it out and water it. And it has to drink. And drink until it gets so much it just goes to pushing out. Drinks more than its allotted potion. And it swells out and it pushes out limbs. It pushes out buds. Then it pushes out leaves. Then blossoms and then apples. Then it pushes again. It pushes again. Just keeps drinking, drinking, drinking until it just pushes out. And that's what the Christian does. When you're planted in Christ Jesus, everything that you have need of in earth's journey is in you when you receive the Holy Spirit. And the only thing you have to do is drink. Drink and push out. Push out. Just drink till you can't drink no more. If you have need of divine healing, go to God's Word and drink from it. Until you push out. If you need more of God, just keep drinking, pushing out. And Christ is the inexhaustible fountain of life. And if you're planted in Him, the only thing you have to do is drink of His goodness and push out whatever you have need of in this earth's journey. It's all drinking, resting, peace. It's not what you struggle and strive and pull up. You defeat the very purpose that you're representing when you do that.